Paul, Frank says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. Why don't you come in my room?
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Paul. The Don and Mike Show.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, at this time, we will be knee-deep in strip trivia. We have a wonderful complement of women. Before the show's over, we're going to get the guys. Best. Now we never heard from the general manager about an hour ago.
Never did.
Al, mine was.
Al and Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
This is acting general manager Alan Linewan.
How are you, Alan?
Oh, I'm peachy. How you doing?
Al, you know,
good word, guy.
Far be it from us to rat out a member of the staff, especially someone we feel so close to personally. But I must tell you that when we tried to reach you about an hour ago,
we were calling to tell you about something that we found, well, quite disturbing.
I apologize for that. I was on the other line.
Yeah.
I don't know what I find more disturbing. The fact that a member of your staff, of your sales staff, is too cheap to buy HBO and relies on Buzz to record it for him. Or, I don't know if I'm more disturbed by that or by the fact that that individual then takes the tape, goes in the production room,
and watches it on company time.
No way.
Way. Now, see if you can guess. Let's play a game to see how well you know your staff.
There's no way McWilliams was doing that. He was on a sales call.
No, you're not. All right.
Obviously, there's been a preemptive strike.
No, I swear to you.
Well, that you've gotten the name right, Alan.
Well, you know, there you go. Know thy staff.
Know thy staff, yeah. He does know his staff. He knew the culprit immediately.
It was Tim McWilliams.
Remember, this is the same guy who threw underboss at me a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So he's probably on thin ice to start with.
Always on thin ice.
Always on thin ice.
Oh, and don't forget, he's the guy that Alan had to take to the store to teach him how to buy clothes.
Absolutely.
Remember when we went through that whole episode?
Oh, was that Earl Merton?
No, that was Tim.
Was that Tim?
Yeah.
Don't you think he's about ready for another trip to the mall?
Yeah, it seems to me there's an awful lot of casual Fridays, and not only on Fridays.
All right, Al, we just thought you should know, you know, time is money and all that other stuff.
Well, you know what? That will be addressed immediately. I did take a stab at it, and unfortunately, I got it right.
That's a very, very good judgment on your part.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Hey, guys. See you.
Bye-bye.
Alan Linewand. Acting general manager.
Now, let's see.
Try to track down Timbo?
Yeah.
See what he's feeling right now. See if there's any remorse.
I already know he's pissed.
Wow.
Stuck his head in the door. Hi, you got me there, Donnie. Got me there. Like, I'm the only one that wants to throw him under the bus. But it's all right.
This is Tim McWilliams at WJFK Radio. Here comes the beep.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
So you thought you could get away with it. Hey, Donnie G3 under the bus.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Don't be so cheap. Buy HBO. What's your problem, Timmy boy?
Bye, Tim. Bye-bye.
Saving some money. He can go S in his hat.
Now, we have callers standing by.
Oh, good.
To play. Where are you?
I'm in the ground.
No, not you, Mrs. Soprano.
Sorry, Donnie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, damn it. You know, Rob, we got gotta get this thing. We gotta get this thing.
Oh, poor you. You got people calling.
We got so many tapes in here. We got one machine that's got like 8 gazillion tapes in it. We gotta remember to switch the stuff around.
That's quite a Packers rugby shirt you got on there. I like the color.
Here we go with Where Are You? Listening to the show.
Very good.
The most offbeat location wins a trip to Iceland.
Cookie Crazy Location is copyrighted feature.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you listening to the show?
On top of Plato in a bucket truck.
You're up in a cherry picker?
Exactly.
In a cherry picker.
In a cherry picker in a bucket truck.
Bucket truck.
A bucket truck.
A bucket.
A bucket.
You know, I'm gonna make a judgment call right now. Not sick enough.
All right, but I'll keep a record of these for history purposes.
Yes. Okay. Tossing you out. Thank you, though.
In a bucket truck.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Seamus.
Seamus, where are you listening to the show?
I am listening from this show in a hole I just dug for someone who has recently deceased.
You're a grave digger?
I am.
You're calling us from a grave?
Yes.
Wow.
Now we get into the fun part of the show.
I got beeped? No.
How do we prove this?
Yeah.
How do we prove this?
How do we prove this?
Can you make some sounds with the dirt?
How about I tap on the metal casket that's sitting in the ground next to
me? Oh, you mean the service is over?
No. See, we dig it the day before. So just in case like dirt caves in or whatnot, we're not stuck shoveling dirt out while the family's arriving.
Let me just say, Mike and I both have antennae that go out of the back of our head like My Favorite Martian when someone says, and whatnot.
Whatnot.
And whatnot.
Throw some dirt, a handful of dirt, onto the casket.
It's in the ground, man.
You're lying. You're lying. Crap detector officially up. You're a liar. Liar. Liar.
Goodbye.
I'll see you inside, guys.
Are you happy?
Me?
Yes.
I wouldn't lie. I can't lie.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm allowed to lie.
Now, wait a minute. You're telling the truth.
I'm not lying to you guys.
How come you can't take, like, a handful of real dirt and throw it on the casket?
Because you wouldn't hear it.
How do you know?
Why are you negotiating? Just do it.
You can't tell my phone.
What is the cemetery you're at?
Do you hear that?
Sure. What's the cemetery you're at?
I'm in Morris Cemetery. We're in Fiesel, about 25, 35 minutes outside of Philly.
Can you knock on the casket?
Yeah.
How come it sounds like you're in a room?
You need to tell me you're outside.
Wait, now here's the thing. You just told me they haven't had the service yet, so you got a casket in the ground?
No. See, we put a liner in there nowadays, but in the walls next to us, there's caskets and liners. We don't just stick the casket in the ground anymore. They don't let us do that. We have to put liners in there and then sink the casket in the liner and then put the liner roof on top.
So the casket that you were knocking on is the casket that's in the grave next to you?
Yeah.
You mean they're all like side by side?
Yeah.
Is it empty?
They're long crypts.
Is the casket next to you empty?
No, man. There's someone in there from, I think this person is like back in like the 1900s.
Oh, come on.
No, this cemetery was in 1865 started.
But you said it's a metal casket.
Well, the liner is like metal. It's like concrete and the metal.
Open up one of the old caskets.
I can't do that, man.
Come on, be a grave robber.
I would love to disinter someone for Donna Mike.
I bet you would.
Be a grave robber.
It's tough to let him go, isn't it?
Yes,
it's very, very difficult.
Open up one of the caskets next to you.
Oh, I need to get a bar, a big bar, metal bar.
I'll come back to you.
All right.
All right. I'll come back to him. I didn't kick him out.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't. He hung in there.
Fascinating.
We were going to throw him back, too.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hi, my name's Greg, and I'm calling from the welfare line.
You're waiting for your welfare check?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. It's 5:20.
Well, I mean, I got nothing else to do. I got fired.
Right. You're busted.
Why?
That's very good.
Because it's 5:20.
What does that mean?
It means the welfare office is closed. Don and I have both been on welfare.
Well, I got nothing else to do. Maybe I'm confused.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, I got you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, then I'm in the unemployment line.
Everybody knows. Welfare's 9 to 5, baby.
Right. I'm not even putting him in the history. No, and I kept that up in the cherry picker.
Thank you. All right. Oh, that was Greg.
That was Greg lying to us.
Greg Hughes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Well, he said he was in the unemployment line.
Yes, this is true.
In the welfare line. Hello, who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach, where are you listening to the show?
Hiking through the Sierras.
Pardon me?
Hiking through the Sierra Mountains.
Did you say hiking through them Sierras?
Well, I started to say the mountains, and then I said Sierras.
And it turned out to be hiking through them Sierras.
Sierras.
It sounded like a hate old Western guy. Hiking through them Sierras.
So you're hiking through the Sierra Mountains.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's because my zip code is E-I-E-I-O, so, you know, it just works out that way. Yeah, I'm hiking through the Sierras as part of my job.
Why is everyone being so difficult? What do you mean your zip code is E-I-E-I-O?
Them Sierras. I was trying to be funny. Sorry. That's your job. I'll let you guys do that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Throw them back. Sierras. I'm going to keep them for the history.
Yeah, not picking up anyway.
Agreed. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Don and Mike, buddies. How are you?
We're doing great. Who's this?
This is Mike from, actually, I'm from D.C., but I go to school up at Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. I'm on Pickett's charge right now.
You're on Pickett's charge. What is that?
Where America was basically won, fought, like the turning point of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Where America was basically won and fought.
The Civil War.
Yeah, I'm aware of the Civil War, and I'm aware of Pickett's charge.
Gettysburg. Pickett's charge was like the...
But wait a minute, are you at the location of Pickett's charge?
Yeah, I'm at the very, very end of it, off Carlisle, North Washington.
He's at a battlefield park.
Yeah.
BFD. I drive through one every day.
I can sit on a cannon if you want.
Please do.
I can sit
on a cannon.
A very key turning point in the War of Northern Aggression, though.
Don and Mike, hello. Oh, you know what? I was sworn to secrecy.
And move on.
But I can't help but mention.
Oh, no.
No, never mind. It was something about my trip down south.
Move on.
It'll be in my book.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Speak to us.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Robin.
Robin, where are you listening to the show today?
Boy, after listening to the death themes and the patriotic themes, I don't know. I think I'm pretty lame here. I'm in an alley in Scranton, Pennsylvania, delivering newspapers with my bird.
What kind of a bird?
It's a sun conure.
A what?
A sun conure, S-U-N.
Is that like a parrot?
Yeah.
What's he on your shoulder?
Yeah, she's sharing my Diet Coke.
No.
I swear to God.
Put her in the history, Don. Delivering papers with a parrot.
Yeah. No. Goodbye. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frida.
Where are you calling from, Big Frida?
Why, was a joke.
Hey, for ladies that are calling, we like interesting locations.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this? Oh, and guys as well.
No, but I'm talking about, you know.
Oh, you like exotic.
No, not even exotic.
Really?
The tub.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Tub is exotic.
Can be.
Who's this?
You've never been in my tub.
Hello?
Hello, this is Dr. Stein. How are you?
Not that I haven't wanted you to.
Dr. Stein?
Stein.
Oh, Dr. Stein.
Hello, Dr. Stein.
Hello, Dr. Stein.
How are you? And I'm, other than being a tremendous diehard Red Sox fan...
Yeah.
Take your shoes off.
Put your feet up.
It's time to meet up.
Where's the Boston Red Sox?
Where are
Boston born and Boston Red Sox?
Boys,
relax.
Moving right along. Well, I have a patient here, and the patient said was listening to Donna Mike and said, you know, this is, well, actually, she said it a little less intelligibly, but she said this is kind of a strange place to be calling from, and maybe I could get in on this.
So are you actually in someone's mouth right now?
Well, so to speak, yes.
Uh-huh. So you're actually, what procedure, that, it has a lot to do with the procedure you're doing.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
We're doing a little periodontal curettage and a little... inlay preparation.
What is periodontal curettage?
That means we're playing with their gums.
Scraping?
Yeah.
Ooh. Boy, she have bleeding gums?
Yeah, that'll work.
That's like nasty stuff.
Ouch. Put her through, huh? How'd she get like a trench mouth like that?
Well, you know, you gotta brush and floss.
Good advice.
But can you put her on?
Right, I can. And for the moment, we have all of the apparatus kind of on hold here, so... speak with you, but I'm going to put her on right now.
Very good.
All right, thank you, Doc.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
What is your first name, please?
Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Alicia, are you all numbed up?
Yes.
And you're going to have your gums scraped pretty soon?
Yeah.
Honey, what the hell is wrong with you that you have to have your gums scraped?
I don't know, I guess.
Can you say...
I didn't do good cleaning.
Can you say periodontal disease?
Periodontal disease.
Hello, Tom Brokaw. Hey, let me,
And that's exactly what it sounds like, Don, when it's let being worked on.
There we go. I'll give you a little taste of what you're going to get.
Yeah.
When you say, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Now, final thing I'm going to ask you, can you please sing Poison Ivy? And then now one last thing. This will be the final thing. I'm going to say, you can look, and I want you to say, but you better not touch.
One, two, three.
You can look. That's the finalist.
Yeah. That's Dr. Stein, Red Sox fan, gum doctor, scraping Alicia's gums.
That's, okay, now let's, before we break, let's go back to the gravedigger.
Hey, what's up, guys? I
Janus.
Got a big metal bar here. I'm going to bang on top of the metal, the concrete thing for you.
All right.
If I open it up, I promise you the popo and a whole lot of uh-oh is going to come down on me.
So you're gonna hit the casket with your crowbar?
No good and hard for you guys.
We got your back with the J man with Jesus if anything happens.
Yeah.
I do like the guy scraping the gums because that means she's on her way out and I'll have her soon.
Oh my God, that's cruel. All right.
Hey, I'm gonna put the phone down here.
All right, allegedly now, this guy is in a cemetery.
You gotta like Seamus.
There you go, guys.
Pretty incredible.
All right.
That has a name for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, he's in a grave.
That's a pretty goddamn
he's in a grave.
It's a realistic. You know what? Finalists.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So we got two finalists, right?
Good ones.
Finalists.
We have Seamus, who's calling us from a grave, and Dr. Stein, along with Alicia, who's getting her gum scraped.
Now, Mike, let's review. Who did we throw out in that round?
Well, Don, there are a few that I just completely eliminated, but we talked to Pat, who was up in a bucket truck, cherry picker.
Yeah, no good.
He didn't make
good.
Finalists. We had Zach, who was in M. Sierra's, and God knows
no.
what he was doing.
No.
We had Mike, who was at Pickett's Charge, really one of the lamest we had.
Duh.
We had Robin, who was delivering papers with a parrot on her shoulder.
No thanks, honey.
And we wrapped it up, of course, with Dr. Stein, who was working on Alicia, who was already numbed up but didn't have any apparatus in her mouth.
And is having her gums scraped.
Ouch. Periodontal, found commonly in smokers. You get periodontal disease.
Then we've got Alicia, who's the dental patient, and Seamus, who is the gravedigger.
That is correct.
They're the two finalists. We will go one more round with this until we can find anybody better to win the trip to Iceland. Phone number 877-365-3636, and we'll be right back with round number two of Where Are You Listening to the Show?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life? Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, General Person.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
Wah, 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 wah.
Thanks, Dennis.
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we heard the dull creak of the casket in our last break.
Man, I got a itch. All right, I am buzzed. I am.
Right. Hey, you know what's the best thing for a back scratcher?
No, it's a head. I mean, my head scratches, but what?
Uh-huh. The, you know those things you get that take spaghetti out? You know the you take it?
Oh, the claw. The spaghetti
the
claw.
The spaghetti claw. Like, if you can get one that's stainless steel.
Outstanding.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, try it. It is better than anything they would ever sell in a store that is designed for back scratching. It's fantastic.
What else is good is if you can attach it to the wall is a cheese grater.
Because the itch will go away. You'll be in a little pain.
The pain is actually quite nice.
As you peel like 2 inches of skin off your back.
For me, it's mostly hair.
Tomorrow on the show, strip trivia, trip to Hawaii, guys, your chance to call in and register coming up. We have a trip to Iceland we're giving away now with Where Are You? Listening to the show.
We got a horse race between a grave digger and a dentist.
And I know this has nothing to do with any of this, but if you go to WYSP.com and go to the chat room, I'm in there right now.
Oh.
There's nobody in there but me.
Stop in and say hi to Donnie.
I never knew that there was such a thing as a WYSP chat room.
Where you can just talk about the show?
Yeah, I'm in there as Con from Cunnytown. So I'm in there by myself right now. Yeah. One person.
Yeah.
One person. Topic, welcome to the WYSP chat room.
Very good. So now hopefully you'll be able to communicate online.
So I'm there, but I can't, because I'm busy communicating here with you over the radio. Although
I can't believe you did that.
What?
During the break, that's what you were doing?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I didn't know. I mean, I went.
You're all quiet over there, and I wonder sometimes what you're up to.
Yeah,
you know what?
I went to ESPN.com to find the thing for you about the Red Sox.
Right.
And then I go to RNR.com to find out ratings for other radio stations that were on around the country. You know, and it's a good thing I do. Otherwise, do you know how good our ratings are in Seattle?
No. How good?
Well, they're great.
we've done really well out there.
Here's how I find out. I go to this site. Well, let me say hello to Filthy C and Michael, who have joined me in the WYSB chat room.
This, no good can come of this. You are going to be totally distracted from the show now.
What's up, Don? What's up, Mike? Smell my hog, Michael. Tell Mike he does a great Ted Knight. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway, so I'm in this thing, RNR.com, and I look and I see the ratings for Seattle. And I see the station goes 1.7 to 2.3.
That's a nice little jump.
That huge jump. So I call the station.
Uh-huh.
I call them up. And I go, hey, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. Wonder how our show did. Through the friggin' roof.
Wow.
Through the roof.
Who were you talking to, a board op or somebody at the desk?
No, I was talking to the assistant program director.
Oh, all right, good.
At KQBZ. And he said, oh, I thought somebody got those numbers to you.
Hey, you know, a fax would be nice.
And I said, nobody gives me anything.
You know, if we don't call Mr. Wolf, nothing gets done.
And now there's too many people in the chat room.
Is it overloaded?
Yeah, now there's like, it's like everybody's running ass play.
There you go.
What is this? Pudding time.
Ass play.
What is this? Hey, Don. Let me just write something back. Hi, ass. There you go. Ignore this user. Gotcha. Okay. Oh, and now people are arguing about us. You know, change the channel. I don't like this show.
Oh, well.
Let's party. What's up, Donnie? Buzz got weed.
People going crazy now.
Sacramento checking in.
There, yeah, shocker. How long did it take for that to happen?
Can I suck on your mantees?
Uh-huh.
Bart will get serious ass at Clemson. Please do not let Charlie die. Buzz got any weed? Yeah. Ass.
Wow.
Buzz is my love child. Vaginal blood fart.
Oh, dear.
I'm seeing this thing. Sacramento sucks. Lisa rocks. Don and Mike, you suck. Buzz is queer.
No.
Lisa is hot. I'm from Alaska. Smell my hog.
A lot of people in there.
Ass is good.
Yeah, people are participating in the show now.
I'm listening inside Buzz's colon.
Wow.
I mean, look at it, Mike, just for a second. Look at it just scrolling.
Yeah, it's just flying.
Just people
oh
are just...
Oh, my God.
Do you see how...
I love Don and Mike. Red Sox suck.
It's funny, isn't
it's
it?
It's almost too fast to read now.
Yeah.
Look at it going.
It's funny how many people...
I have a big hog.
It's funny how many people listening...
Look at this.
...and go to the computer.
Do you see what this is doing now?
It just flies.
I know.
It's flying.
I know. I'm logging off it now. All right? Talk among yourselves. I'm gone. I'm gone.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
Don, dude, you know this thing won't... There you go. Okay. Close it. It's
wow.
Funny. Pretty funny.
All right, I'm out of it now. I'm gone.
Well, talk about getting some interest in the website.
There you go. Well,
bingo. He's putting his keyboard away.
Anyway, I put it away. Okay, back to... Where are you?
Yeah, when we last checked in, we were talking with Alicia, a patient of Dr. Stein's, who was getting ready to have her gum scraped. And then we went back to Seamus, the grave digger who took a crowbar and banged on the casket next to him. Nobody woke up, though.
No.
Although, for future reference, someday we'll have to go to that chat room and do a break where you and I each have a keyboard and we can just chat with people on the air.
I'd like to do that.
We can do it while on the radio.
Or we can do it in the office sometime in the evening.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hi, this is Colin.
Colin?
Colin.
Actually, Rob would be us. Actually, it would have to be somebody lower than Rob.
And, you know, because that's what celebrities do.
Yes.
Like when you go on AOL. I remember one time.
Every night.
One time I was really excited. They said, Robert De Niro on AOL. So, like a mook, I logged on, and it was obvious from the answers that were given to the questions that it wasn't Robert De Niro. Like, one of the first questions was, who was the director of the movie Heat?
Yeah.
I love that movie. And the answer, after waiting for a minute, was, I don't remember.
Right.
Well, now, you know Robert De Niro remembers whoever the director of Heat was.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, because it's obviously like his personal assistant or someone.
And even if they do have celebrities there, don't they just have the celebrities having a cup of tea and they ask him the questions and then he says, I don't remember any... And they go back and do all the typing. So it's not like he's at a keyboard.
Yeah, and you know what, now that I think about it, maybe that's how it was.
I think that's how it worked.
Somebody said to the back of the room, hey, Robert, who directed you in Heat?
I don't remember.
All right, there's
click, 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 click. And the thing about it is, you know, it's the Internet.
What a letdown it was.
You can see anybody, you know.
That's right.
We should have our own website. So we go, tonight on our website, Al Pacino.
Rosie O'Donnell.
It'll be Rosie O'Donnell talks to you.
Rosie O'Donnell. Last night, anybody that watched Letterman, I know I'm getting off topic. Bruce Willis came out. I know last week I had described Rosie O'Donnell's new militant butch, I'm a lesbian, Adolf Hitler haircut.
Big, nasty article on her in the USA Today.
Bruce Willis last night came out on Letterman wearing a wig that looked just like Rosie O'Donnell's hair.
Wow. Rosie O'Donnell.
And then he held up a copy of the magazine, which, of course, is going out of business. He announced he purchased the magazine, changed the title from Rosie to Bruce, and he held up a copy, and of course, it was a picture of him wearing the Rosie O'Donnell wig.
God, and funny.
And, like, on the side where it says what's in the magazine, it was, Bruce on Tom Cruise, quote, he's a cutie patootie.
So he must be a Rosie hater.
Yeah, big time Rosie hater. And, God, does Letterman hate Dr. Phil?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's great. You got to watch it, Mike.
I start watching.
Because not only is he busting on Dr. Phil, he has a tape of Dr. Phil from his show where Dr. Phil's looking at a couple and he says to the couple, he says, you need a doctor real bad. And they looped it, and they ran it 20 times in a row. And Letterman is just goofing on him. And he says, you know, Dr. Phil used to be married to Oprah. That's how he starts the whole
yeah, thing. So how many years has he been all over Oprah?
And the one that they had last night, I laugh my ass off. He says, all right, this is Letterman. He says, I'm watching the Dr. Phil show, and they got a fat kid on there. He says, now, I feel bad for the kid to begin with. He's like 8 or 9 years old. And Dr. Phil is saying to the... he's saying to the kid, he's saying, now, you make me a promise that you're not going to eat them double donuts anymore, that you're not going to have a four-piece of pizza. You make me this promise. Letterman says, all right, so I'm watching it. Then Dr. Phil says to the kid, do your friends at school make fun of you because you're fat? And Letterman looks right in the camera and he says, that kid's like, he thinks he's got it bad because he's fat. When that kid gets to school after he's been on Dr. Phil, kids are going to make fun of him all the time. They're going to beat the crap out of him. And then he goes back to a freeze frame and he says, and furthermore, Dr. Phil is fat. And they show a picture of Dr. Phil about 60 pounds overweight. And then again, they come back to the tape. You need a doctor real bad. You need a doctor real bad.
Oh, it's great when he's got a good target.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I love Letterman. And hey, another Emmy night for
Letterman. Won over Leno.
I mean, pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, how many, 4 years in a row, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
He lined
years in a row. He lined them all up last night, six of them.
Yeah. Good for him.
Oh. How pumped. I mean, I would do the same thing.
Hey, he's proud of it. Why not?
Yeah. He should be.
Colin.
Yeah.
Where are you at? Where are you listening, my friend?
I am in Island, California, listening in the middle of a cemetery. I'm a cemetery caretaker.
You're in a cemetery. Unfortunately,
yes.
That will not be good as a grave digger.
We have a grave digger. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Anthony. Nobody's beating me.
Anthony, where are you listening to the show?
I'm in an AC duct.
You're in an air conditioning.
Wow, is it cold in here.
In an air conditioning duct.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm drinking. I lost my job, and I found work doing this recently, and it's been rough.
So you're in an air conditioning...
Mike.
What's that?
Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I just... You know what? Hey, I'm sorry. I was asleep at the wheel. Yeah. I apologize.
Think about it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'm an idiot.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, it's Rob from Baltimore.
Rob, where are you listening to the show?
Actually, I'm in my kitchen. I was in the process of cleaning my refrigerator out.
Yes?
And you guys decided to play this game, and I thought, wow, I got all the shelves out. Let me see if I can fit in the refrigerator.
I did. Are you inside your refrigerator?
Well, no, not just yet, but I can.
All right, go inside now. This is like one of those stories you hear on TV where a little kid finds a refrigerator and
it's trapped
shuts
inside.
Himself inside.
How will this man get out once he's in?
Well, I can get out real easy.
Well, it's not like the old refrigerator.
But I can, the only problem is the bottom's cracking because I'm like 200 pounds.
All right, well, go ahead. Get in the fridge.
Okay.
And when you shut the door, make a note. Does the light go off?
Oh, well, yeah, it does.
Okay.
And, in the old days, with old refrigerators, when they had the latching mechanisms, kids would buy the farm.
It's a pretty big refrigerator.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
And no need to put the re on front of the front of that.
Brandy's got a refrigerator.
He's got a refrigerator.
Hold on.
Ice box.
Hold on.
Made by freezer box.
What's in the refrigerator?
Nothing now.
Okay.
Yeah, you said that before. What?
Okay.
What's it like in there? Cold.
It's cold. It's still on.
Hey.
So you're in a refrigerator.
Okay, I'm in.
Shut the door.
It's shut.
Hold your breath.
I can't.
Until you turn blue.
No, sorry.
That's Rob. He was in a refrigerator.
Don and Mike, hi.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Raven.
Raven, where are you listening to the show?
Well, I was in an aromatherapy room getting my bikini line waxed, but... Oh. I was on the cell phone for 30 minutes, and I'm home already.
Oh, okay. Bye, Raven.
Fascinating.
I'm sure you needed that wax.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The Raven.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm in Oprah Winfrey's uterus.
Winner. So am I. That's where I'm doing the chat room today.
What's your first name, sir?
I hung up on him.
Hello, Wes. I'm going to call him Tim.
Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you listening to the show today?
I'm in Maryland. I work at a funeral home.
Oh, wow. Death surrounds this feature
today.
Yeah, that's
scary. Where in the funeral parlor are you?
The embalming room.
Is there a stiff there?
There are several, yes.
Oh, sorry. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Go over to one of the stiffs, get the hand, and slap it against the other hand.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you get the dead man's hand slapping?
Oh.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, that's a good one.
Be a man?
No, it can be a woman.
All right. I need to put the phone down.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. We're waiting for the slap.
Boy, there's silence in here.
That's kind of hard to get him together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fine.
Adult bud.
No.
Oh, my. Wow.
God.
Wow.
That's so wrong.
Oh, my.
That's so wrong. That's so right. You're a finalist.
Wow. It wasn't hurtful.
That was Rebecca?
Oh, no. You.
I didn't do it hard, though.
Stay on the line, Rebecca.
Hold on, Rebecca.
Okay.
So wrong, so right. Oh.
I believe that Seamus from the grave has just been edged out.
We got a break. We got a break. When we come back, we'll see if there are any final minute entries.
Uh-huh. On what part of death are you surrounding you?
And then we'll vote and we'll pick our winner. Mike, who did we eliminate in that round?
Well, we had in that round, we had Colin. He was in a cemetery, you know, just there as a caretaker.
Big deal.
Anthony Camilla, who was in an air conditioning duct. We had Rob, who was in a refrigerator. Raven, who just got her bikini waxed. Tim, calling from Oprah's uterus. And Rebecca, who made the dead person clap.
She gets my vote.
Wow. I'll
tell you right now, that's a stone cold winner. But maybe somebody, yeah, no pun intended. Maybe somebody's better, and everybody gets a vote. So our finalists right now are Alicia, who's in the dentist's office, getting her teeth scraped. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Dr. Stein?
Speaking.
We'll come back to you. Hold on, he had more to say, but I had to move on.
Guys.
Back to Seamus. Guys. Seamus, who's in the cemetery,
guys.
The gravedigger. Yeah, Seamus.
Guys?
Yeah.
My boss told me I got to do something. My boss told me I got to do something. So, I got the lid off, and I'll crack this SOB for you guys if you want. I'll crack it right now.
All right, go ahead, crack it.
Go back. Hold on a second.
Crack the casket.
Apparently so.
Yo, if this phone gets busted, I hope I don't get disqualified. Hold on.
God, this is awful.
He's opening a grave.
Oh, my God.
My crap detector.
Oh, there we go. We're in, baby. Donna Mike, get some cards. Oh, man. Oh.
My crap detector. Totally BS.
Negative. Yeah. He's out.
Yeah. Total BS.
Oh, I believe the girl who clapped the dead lady's hands together.
Yeah.
It stinks. I'm out.
Oh. All right, bye.
Bye.
How long for now?
Yeah, just too much acting. Enough.
See, if he was really a legit contestant, he wouldn't say, I'm out.
And his boss wouldn't say, you got to do something.
No way. Although he had us going.
Yeah.
He did for a while. He had us going for a while. All right, then
the finalists are Dr. Stein and Rebecca.
And we'll see if anyone can beat them out right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the I please.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got, let's see. We got some new ones. All right. For where are you listening to the show? giving away a trip to Iceland. Tomorrow on the show, the Private Return of Strip Trivia.
Hey.
Giving away a Hawaii vacation. Guys, your chance to call is coming up. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Andy.
Andy, where are you listening to the show?
In a police photo radar cruiser.
Ooh. A police photo radar cruiser.
That's right.
Now, what...
Are you a policeman?
And yes, I would be.
Are you the type of cop who's giving speeding tickets by taking pictures?
That would be what I'm doing.
What's your fastest speeder today?
Today, not real fast, but I've had one 116 some time ago.
Wow.
Let me say hi to Eric Bickle.
Wow, 116 in a 55?
On a motorcycle in a 30 mile per hour zone.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, EB.
He doesn't drive a motorcycle.
Even though you'll never say hi to us on your show. Hi, EB.
Ouch.
Hi, buddy.
I'd like to say hi to JB. Call me if you get a chance.
All right. Well, you have his number.
Yeah, I do.
Andy.
Yep.
Andy, can you turn on your doo-doo-doo-doo thing for us? The
siren.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I called it the
doo-doo-doo-doo thing.
Can you turn that on?
Well, there's no siren in this kind of car, but I could turn up the police radio.
All right. That'd be fair enough.
All right. Well,
What do you do if you have to chase somebody?
We don't. We take pictures and mail you a ticket.
Oh boo.
Let's hear your police radio.
All right. Trying to find something for you.
Please
at 1746
dispatch at 1747.
Sounds legit to me.
There you go.
And I date myself when I go, one out of 12.
See the man. All right, you're a finalist. Hold on, Andy.
All right.
Hold on.
Andy taking pictures of speeders.
Yeah. Wow, even though morally I'm against that.
Yes.
You know, I'm a speeder myself.
Yeah. Yes, this is true.
Nothing wrong with that. Be proud.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're in a hurry.
I'm a reform speeder. Although, you know, I should get that DJ exemption. Hello, yeah. Don and Mike.
Who's this?
Who is this?
My boy.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Buck.
Buck, where are you listening to the show?
I'm deep in the bowels of a ready-mix truck drum. Like a concrete truck. You know, they mix the concrete up and the big drum on it.
You're
in one of those.
You're inside of it?
I'm inside.
How do you get inside? Well, I see they have, like, hatches on the side, don't they?
Yeah, but I split into the hopper where they put the concrete and the water and all the aggregate in.
The hopper.
What are you doing in there?
Well, I want to win a trip to Iceland.
What is the brand name of the truck?
It is a McNelius Bridgemaster 5, 2002.
He's in the cement mixer. That's just goofy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty good. How far in the hole are you?
I'm down in the hole. I'm at the very bottom of it.
What would they have?
It's about 10 or 12 feet from the top.
What would happen if they turned on the mixer?
Boy, I say it'd get pretty ugly. The fins in here are pretty sharp, and they got to mix the concrete up. So
awesome.
When they wear down, they're pretty sharp. I'm actually sitting on one, and...
How are you?
Can cut my butt.
How are you going to get out?
I'm just going to slide on out through the hopper the same way I came in. It's a tight.
Through the hopper.
I can make it.
Wow.
I might have a new favorite.
God, what if you get stuck in there?
Go ahead.
I mean, you said you might have trouble getting out?
Well, it's just a lot of the dried up concrete builds up on the fins, and the fins are pretty narrow at the top, and you just got to... I'm somewhat of a large, I'm about 6'4", 220, and it's a hard squeeze coming in and out through the little hole at the top where the concrete comes in and out.
This is when Uncle Charlie, like, visits the depot late at night and decides to turn on the
thing. I can bang around on some stuff so you know
all
I'm
right,
in here.
All right, bang around on some stuff.
All right, hold on a second. Here you go, guys.
Now, let me tell you, you might win, but I see on the screen you're calling from Kansas.
Yeah, Wichita.
You realize that you'll have to get yourself from Wichita to BWI Airport to go to Iceland.
That's fine.
I mean, I don't want to jippy out of this prize.
Right.
We said that up front, that whoever wins, you got to fly out of Baltimore Washington International Airport.
Boy, NFL getting out of Wichita. That'd be worth it.
It'd be worth
all
it.
All right.
Hold on a second. I might have a new favorite.
I've never heard a sound like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Where are you listening?
I'm currently standing on the edge of a polo field, watching polo practice in Pennington County, Pennsylvania.
Really?
But I'm standing right in front of a porta-john that I need to use, and I've been waiting to talk to you guys.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay, do you need proof here?
Yeah, go into the porta-john.
Okay,
the name
of the thing is Mr. John.
Are you going number one or number two?
Well, I only had to go number one. Now, listen, I'll open the door. It's number 6134. These
okay.
things are numbered.
You know.
All right. Now, you know how when you bang one of the doors, it kind of bangs a couple of times?
Right.
All right, listen. Do you hear it?
Are you inside of it now?
I'm inside now. I hope I don't lose you.
How is it in there?
Actually, this is the cleanest one I've ever seen.
Man, not like those ones down at the Pentagon that
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, see, it's got a polo field. This is a very ritzy area.
All right, hold on, Joanne. Right.
Now, hold on. The toilet's going up. Hear it?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Now, can we keep going here?
Sure. No, you know.
Oh,
no,
we can't.
No, we can't.
That's right, we can't.
We can't broadcast you tinkling.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right, hold on,
what
please.
What else can I do to prove this?
We believe you. Hold on. You're a finalist. Hold on a second. And let's
see
who's on.
You're in.
On this line.
I got to learn the rules.
I get it, Buzz.
Yeah,
you're in.
Thank you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Who is this?
It's Keith.
Keith, where are you listening to the show?
Sacramento.
Go to
Sacramento.
No. Keith, where are you listening? Where physically?
I'm on a tractor chopping a rice stubble.
Now, we have tractors call all the time.
Yeah, I like him, too.
Oh, I know. Rob liked him.
I think we're down to the five finalists. We got Alicia, who's in the dental chair.
Yep.
We got Andy, the cop, who's given speeding tickets.
Right.
Rebecca, the mortician, who clapped the hands of the dead woman.
Yeah, highly disturbing.
Yes. Buck.
He's in a concrete truck cement mixer. He's in the actual mixing unit behind the truck.
And then you have Joanne, who's in a
porta potty at a polo match.
All right, let's see. I believe we'll need... we just got to go with an odd number. We can go with me and you and Buzz.
All right.
Now, we can either do this... I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We'll just do it on the air.
Okay.
I'm torn. I'm really torn. I was going to go with Rebecca.
Right.
Clapping the dead lady's hands. That gave me douche chills.
Yeah, douche chills.
But... I got to go with Buck in the concrete truck. I'm sorry. I've got to. It made an incredible sound. That's my vote. Mike. And if we have a tie or if all three of us vote for different people, we'll have Lisa or Rob or somebody break the tie.
Buzz, go ahead. I think just for sheer shock value, the woman in the mortuary, the embalming room.
I know it'd be Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike, you can either go for a different one. Vote for the one you really like the best.
On pure sound.
Uh-huh.
And because I really feel as though I would go to hell if I gave someone a trip to Iceland for doing that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going with Buck, the concrete truck driver.
Buck in the truck.
And he's in the back of the cement mixer.
Buck.
I mean, I thank Rebecca, but it's just, it's too creepy.
It wasn't too creepy for me. It's just the guy in the truck sounded so great.
He sounded fantastic. I mean, and he was in there. I mean, he was inside. He crawled in through the hopper.
Buck?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Buck.
Awesome, guys. You are the radio guy.
He's still in there.
Buck,
bang around. Here.
Buck, you have won a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Iceland, courtesy of Iceland Air. The coolest. the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Visit IcelandAir.com for details on the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival, music's coolest festival. And what can I say? Enjoy yourself.
And I should also
have a blast. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
The name of the contest is Where Are You? So it's based on the most unique location.
Right.
So and, technically, Buck was in the oddest location.
Yeah, let me give everybody else a prize here. First, we have Alicia, who's in the dental chair. Alicia?
This is Doc Stein. We're just working on some last-minute drilling here.
Well, Doc Stein, tell her she didn't win, but she does get an a Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss an online chat with Uncle Junior's right-hand man, Bobby Bacala, on HBO.com Sunday night at 10 o'clock, right after the episode.
Okay, I'll tell her.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
All right.
Thank you,
Dr. Stein.
Thank you. Here is Andy, the cop. Andy?
Hi, guys.
Sorry about that. You didn't win, but we do have the Sopranos prize pack for you.
All right.
Don't give out too many tickets today, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah, go easy on people today, Andy, since we gave you a prize.
And Andy, listen. Really,
yes, sir.
The unwritten rule, 10 miles over the limit, you're okay, right?
Yeah, something right around there. You got it, buddy.
Okay. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Something around there. Rebecca.
I'm here.
Damn, you were good, Rebecca.
You know, I've had my hands in a lot worse things than a cement truck. That is so unfair.
Well, Rebecca, you know what? You can't beat, for my money, the physical... I got the picture in my mind of the guy climbing in to the cement truck.
I could have made better sounds.
I was there with you. I know you could have. I know you could have. Listen, don't get mad. Take it out on...
Oh, no, no, no.
Take that on
no.
Whoever's around. You won the Sopranos prize pack. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right, bye-bye.
She's been around Stiffs her whole life.
And here's Joanne.
Hi, guys. Can I come out now?
Yeah.
Everything come out okay?
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. All right, and Joanne, for you, we have the Sopranos prize back. Watch the Sopranos that Sunday night on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And let me see. Rebecca, if you're still... Are you there? Rebecca?
Oh, I'm still here.
Yeah. Help yourself to a couple of gold fillings.
Oh, God.
No.
On me.
Oh, gross.
On me. Well, that's how you play Where Are You Listening.
Hey, and those were fantastic entrants today.
All real good ones.
Good. Everybody stepped up.
Wow, goddamn. Those were good. Oh, I know what time it is. Besides being news time, we have a full slate of girls play strip trivia tomorrow.
Yes. Ready for the fastest 8 seconds in radio?
And now, Buzz, if you wouldn't mind, much as you did before with the girls, if you would please invite the first 7 guys to call.
Hey, stud. So, you want to come down and play strip trivia and see these women? Win a trip to Hawaii? Call now.
It's gross. Keep it going, Buzz.
These ladies need to see you.
No, make it personal, Buzz.
I need to see you. Play strip trivia in my newsroom on the Don and Mike Show tomorrow. Maybe win a trip to Hawaii and see some beautiful women.
There you go. Well, you know, he gave it the old college try.
Well, he did. Not as much enthusiasm as earlier in the show.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. Phone number. Guys, dial recklessly right now. We will start with the 100th caller. 877-365-3636.
This is when the telephones physically melt.
We will say, you know, it's taken us 2 days to get 12 girls.
Yes.
It'll take us less than 2 minutes to get 7 guys.
Yep. Always fun to talk to them, too.
We'll do it. Well, maybe we can get to caller 100 right after Buzz gives us the tease on the news here.
Okay.
Maybe we can.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz Girdley.
He made it up.
And Buzz, your lead story today?
Tonight, Nancy Reagan says she's lonely.
Headline. I said deadline.
Yeah.
Headline. You know what?
Death on the brain today.
Headline 5 years ago.
Yeah, really?
Headline 10 years ago.
Yeah
right.
Well, Rob, your opportunity's just around the corner.
Yeah, baby.
Now, clap, Ronnie, clap.
Clap.
God. Oh, my.
Are they up to caller 100 yet? Because we could bang this out real quick, like.
Wouldn't we could get it done.
We can do it if they get. Let me.
We can do it.
Give me a second to get.
We have the technology.
Give me a second to get my sex music in here.
They're flying. They're flying through those lines.
It'll be all the way to caller number 100.
Very excited men on the lines right now after that buzz solicit.
Eager men.
Eager men. Eager men that want to come down here, take their clothes off for buzz.
I understand they're at about number 70. What would you like to say?
Come on, handsome. Call now. Win a trip to Hawaii. See the babes. Join Strip Trivia on the Don and Mike Show. You can do it. You need to be here.
And meet you.
Call us now. Call me now. Now.
There you go. Thank you, Buzz.
Dial hard.
They're up to call number 99.
Very good.
Oh, and when they do it like that, it's just got to be the rudest. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like they say nothing to anybody.
No salutation.
Hello, Don.
Yeah,
turn your radio down.
Okay.
Turn it down. Hi, you want to play tomorrow?
No. No, I'm calling for caller 100.
Idiot.
What, you dumb piece of ass. Don, I hope when you're dead, a lady steals your fillings and claps your hands. I truly do. Hello, Don and Mike.
It happened.
Hello, this is Rick.
Do you want to play strip trivia?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
Rick.
Rick, I'm sorry you said that. Where are you from, sir?
I'm in California.
Strike what I just said about how easy it is to find contestants.
Didn't we make it indelibly clear that right now we're going to take caller 100 and then we will take finalists, actually winners for strip trivia?
Yeah, seven guys. Yeah.
Seven guys right now for strip trivia. You want to play strip trivia, call now.
You're another guy, I hope, is dead and a mortician claps your hands. Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, this is Terry Alexander.
You want to play?
Sure.
Where are you from?
From Woodbridge.
Great. How old are you?
32.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
LeVar Burton.
Hold on a second.
That's one.
Don and Mike show.
That's a good one.
That's Jordy LaForge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Burton, right.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You want to play?
I'd love to play.
What's your name?
Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
I'm from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
So love you think you most resemble?
I've been told little Jim Carrey.
you mean little Jim Carrey as he was as a child? Or
do you look like Jim Carrey's penis?
Well, is that my choices? Either his penis or his...
Yes. Yeah.
I'll go with the penis, then.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Hi, Don and Mike. Turn your radio down. Yeah, what's your name?
Josh Reesburg.
Josh, where are you from?
I'm from Bethesda.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Michael Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport.
Ron Howard with the hair.
Very good.
Yeah, go with Ron Howard, I would think, before Michael Rappaport. All right, hold on, please.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you got to be 21 to play. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Oops. Someone not 21. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to play.
What's your name?
Name's William.
Where are you from, William?
D.C.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know if you ever heard DJ King Capriles on Jeff Comedy Jam. DJ's on it.
Oh, I have all his albums.
Yeah. All right, you're in. Hold on a second.
Yeah, whatever. Perfect. See, it just doesn't matter with the guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Vincenzo. How you doing?
Vincenzo from the other night?
Yeah, I want to play.
Oh, you're in. We already know what you look like.
I never played before, Don.
Creepy.
We got six, Don. We need one more.
Yeah, well, Vincenzo, you're in. Hold on a second.
All right, man.
All right, hold on. Creepy is what that guy looks like. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
You want to play?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Wayne.
Where are you from, Wayne?
Alexandria. Wayne.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Conan O'Brien and Macaulay Culkin switch.
Conan O'Brien and Macaulay Culkin.
Well, that's it. That's seven, Don. And it is one good-looking group of guys.
Sounds like
there you go. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
That's how easy it is. Once we got past the original first two dummies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took a little while.
The clappers.
A couple of guys a little more involved with the celebrities they resemble. But we have our seven, and usually no shows.
Yep, for the guys, they'll all be here.
They'll all be here a little too early.
No problem. Yeah. We will start strip trivia right at the top of the show tomorrow, 3 o'clock East Coast time, 12 noon West Coast time, 11 o'clock in between.
Right. Somewhere.
Somewhere, you know, somewhere the show starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. I know where it is. Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage, absolutely, where it's dark now.
That's where we started at 11 in the morning. Strip trivia tomorrow. Now stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
On the Mike Show. That whole segment, that was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. No steel tail. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what? I hate to be a perfectionist, but I wasn't quite right. The jingle was before the...
There was a little overlapping, but I know you are a taskmaster when it comes to... Well, you do it yourself.
Here we go. Right here. We do the... Mike, just say the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They have no steel tail. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go.
There.
Don't worry, I'll edit that before it broadcasts.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Isn't Buzz sponsored? Am I the only one that remembers these things?
The Buzz Burbank News, brought to you by
Veramax Sexual Enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Have great sex more often with Veramax.
Yes, I know that. That's what it's for, Rob.
Yes.
You don't need to point to it.
Call now for the special offer. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Nancy Reagan says she's not sure her husband recognizes her anymore. Ronald Reagan spending his days secluded in his Bel Air home with advanced Alzheimer's. The former president is now 91. Nancy tells 60 Minutes, too, she's lonely, having no one with whom she can share memories. This is the first time she said he doesn't recognize her anymore.
Baby, I'm here.
You offering comfort?
Baby.
We're all here. I know you've always wanted one of those May-December romances.
Christ, that's more like...
That's like May-December. December 2015.
Yeah.
Bad day on Wall Street. With another 200-point drop today, the Dow Jones has finished at its lowest point of the year.
I'm ready. Thanks, Buzz.
Sell-off was fueled in part by more worry about a war with Iraq.
Tomorrow. What, you ready to get back in?
All in. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
All in tomorrow. Making the phone call tomorrow.
By low, sell high.
Tomorrow, absolutely. This is not good. The median household income in this country fell over the past year by 2%. $42,000 is the latest figure. Half of Americans make more than that. The other half make less. And for some, that 2% drop pushed them into poverty, pushing upward the number of Americans officially in that category. Another 2 million people are impoverished now, for a total of 33 million. The latest report shows consumer confidence down as well.
And this relates to me how?
Well, to you, not directly.
I'm sorry, but I want the news to be tailored to things I care about.
You. Know your audience. ADM. A lot of former dot-commers...
A dumb millionaire?
America's
dumbest millionaire.
Or was it WDM?
No, it was World's Dumbest Millionaire.
World's Dumbest Millionaire, yeah, I'm sorry. America's just sounds kind of more appropriate. A lot of former dot-commers are turning to bartending. The four biggest barkeep schools in the San Francisco area are cranking out 200 graduates a month, most of them former techies. Quoting a spokesman for one school...
We need more. We need more. I'm serious. We need more.
You would know.
I would know. I'm tired of waiting.
Quoting a spokesman for one school, when times are good, people drink. When times are bad, people drink.
No, I mean, really, if we're churning out these dot-commers that are becoming bartenders, why should you be three deep when you could be two deep, or
exactly.
Even one deep, or maybe even sitting there with one all to yourself, making whatever you want.
For those of you...
Your own personal bartender.
Damn straight. For those of you keeping track, we're now code yellow. The White House has downgraded the ongoing terror alert.
Are you looking at my underpants?
No, we're talking about the terrorism alert now.
Okay, all right.
Down to code yellow from code orange, the second highest level. The White House says it's downgraded the alert status because of the disruption of more Al-Qaeda operations and because we're now well past September 11th. But the White House says Americans still need to be vigilant against a possible new attack. The random screening of airline passengers may soon come to an end. Officials say it may no longer be necessary now that better paid, better trained federal workers have taken over the airport checkpoints.
So what?
Anybody that's been through an airport knows it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Different than it used to be.
And Don and I are always singled out.
We are.
Every time.
You know, when Mike went to Vegas, he told me on the way out and on the way back.
Yep.
And when I went down to Clemson, on the way out and on the way back.
What is it about us?
The whole thing is take your shoes off. Then it's sit down, extend your legs.
Right.
Let the guy feel your legs up.
And then three fingers as far as they could go.
You know, he said, I'm a national treasure.
Yes.
He said, I don't care.
No, they don't.
Bend over.
A consumer group.
I felt wet
on my whole flight out to Las Vegas after that. I mean, it felt like I was sitting in Jell-O.
A consumer group is against the cutback. Quoting a spokesman, the best security involves multiple layers where you have backups to backup.
I had multiple layers that night.
Yeah, I bet. The airlines say the better screeners armed with better equipment make the redundancy unnecessary.
All right, hold on there, buddy.
All right.
Got a break. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be a good one, everybody. Jergens hand lotion.
Get ready.
Towels.
Yep.
That's going to be fantastic. Kleenex. Close your blinds.
Take your sock off.
Use a t-shirt.
Pull your t-shirt down.
Yeah. Shrimp trivia. Giving away a trip to Hawaii. And for a change, we're going to start it right at the top of the show tomorrow.
We've got a lot of ground to cover tomorrow.
So we're trying to squeeze it all in on tomorrow's episode. Right away, 3 o'clock, Shrimp trivia time. Now here is Buzzito.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Finally, the Columbia University marching band is in hot water after announcing that Catholic rival school Fordham was, quote, going down like an altar boy. The band's halftime announcement over the stadium loudspeakers prompted a handful of demands for a formal apology. To add injury to insult, Columbia beat Fordham in Saturday's game 13-11. The band leader also said something about the Mets season going up in smoke, a reference to reports that a number of Mets players smoke pot. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. Right here, real quick.
Just real quick.
On number two?
Yeah.
And now, pinch hitting. Bearing number 69 for your New York Mets. Buzz Burbank.
Wow. Come on, ladies.
Come on, give us a little buzz.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Why should they get a base hit like that?
Get a base hit?
The joke is the Mets smoke pot.
Right.
So you're playing for the Mets.
I see.
So now we're combining your sexy voice.
Yes.
You say,
say, give me a base hit.
Give me a base hit.
Don't bogart that base.
Right. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
We will see you tomorrow with Strip Trivia. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Can you?
Would you? Yeah, I will.
I tell you what, you first and I'll follow you.
All right.
To Dalu.
Ass. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.